Suffolk County is suing Connecticut-based Purdue Pharma, along with a number of other pharmaceutical companies, for deceptive practices that it claims led to the county's opioid and heroin epidemic. Jessica Opatich of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau reports.
The suit alleges Purdue Pharma and other companies took extensive efforts to deceive the Food and Drug Administration and doctors about the risks of their products. Purdue Pharma, which manufactures OxyContin, settled a lawsuit for $24 million in Kentucky late last year. The state claimed the company falsely marketed OxyContin as less addictive because of its extended release. Purdue Pharma did not admit any wrongdoing as part of the settlement. Dr. Andrew Kolodny is the co-founder of Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing. He says the broader Suffolk County suit gets to the heart of why doctors were overprescribing opioids.
We were responding to marketing, really a brilliant marketing campaign, and in some cases marketing disguised as education, that led us to believe that the risks of addiction had been overblown, led us to believe that we had been allowing patients to suffer needlessly, that we could be more compassionate if we prescribed opioids more liberally. And that campaign was filled with misinformation.
A similar suit in California was put on hold pending a separate FDA investigation. The Suffolk County suit does not specify the amount of money the county is seeking. Other defendants include Johnson & Johnson and Janssen Pharmaceuticals. None immediately responded for requests for comment. Jessica Opatich, WSHU News.